That is the music from Tubular Bells. Some of you older folks may recognize it as the theme from perhaps the scariest film ever made, The Exorcist. Actually, the whole album, Tubular Bells, is quite a work from Mike Oldfield, but nobody really bought that album to hear anything other than this. The Exorcist is going to be in release tomorrow. I don't know if it's national release. I know it's going to be in some select cities. A re-release of the film, The Exorcist. And included in this re-release of The Exorcist will be 11 minutes that were not originally in the original film, containing some scenes that I understand are very frightening, and also containing a newly enhanced digital soundtrack, which should make for a terrific listening. And also, I think there's going to be some scenes with regard to plot. Developing the plot and developing the theme of the film that will be also contained in it. So everybody is kind of getting ready for that. And we did want to bring on Jim Sadler. Dr. Jim Sadler has authored the book The Devil Next Door. He joins us on our newsmaker line from his office in Los Angeles. And Dr. Sadler, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure, Phil. And that Tubular Bells certainly did bring back some memories for me.
Did you see the movie The Exorcist?
Oh, of course, we all did. It was quite a entertaining film.
How much of that, and in your book, The Devil Next Door, you have researched demonic possession and exorcism. How much of that film was pretty right on?
Well, the Catholic rite of exorcism, I think, was very well portrayed in that film. I have done extensive research on demonic possession. I have read documents not only from Europe, but Africa and Asia and all areas of the first world, and find that the incidence of demonic possession among Catholics is significantly lower than any other.
Really?
Yes, than any other mainstream Christian religion.
Why do you suppose that is?
Because mainstream Catholics have a rite of exorcism. So whatever force there is out there, the devil, let's just say for purposes of conversation, it's the devil, he knows, or she knows, or it knows, that Catholics have priests that can do exorcisms, and you want to start, you want to bring it. If you're the devil and you want to bring it, the Catholics are ready for you.
So, well, let me ask you something. Do you believe in demonic possession?
I have to believe in some level, Phil, of psychokinetic experience, a psychological experience that is demonic. And so from that standpoint, I do. And I've seen enough incidences to know that there is some level of possession, some extra-dimensional possession that goes on.
All right, you said something that's interesting, that's kind of piqued me. Catholics suffer the least incidence of demonic possession because they have priests who can bring it, as you say.
Well, if you're a devil, you don't want to go there. You don't want to go there because you have priests who have thousands of years of experience battling the devil. Now, conversely, Phil, the people who are possessed most often are mainstream Christians because they absolutely are stumbling around. They don't know what they're doing. They bring on some guy who's handling snakes and shouting and screaming, and they get possessed big time. All over the place, they're getting possessed.
Why Catholics, other than the fact that they have priests, are Catholics not possessed as much?
Well, because they have the ear of God. They have, obviously, a higher place in the so-called hierarchy of religion, perhaps because they were the original Christian religion, but they do have a higher place, it would seem, because of the fact that they do not get possessed as often.
We're talking to Dr. Jim Sadler, author of The Devil Next Door, a book on demonic possession. The Exorcist is released as a film, a re-release of the film The Exorcist, tomorrow. All right, in the Catholic rite of exorcism, it isn't just a slam dunk, right? They have to make some determinations?
Right. The Catholic exorcism of demons is the standard. It's state-of-the-art. You can have some country preacher. You can have some guy who's got the cathedral, like Robert Schuller. Let's say Robert Schuller, who's a wonderful man, but is not Catholic. Let's say he tried to cast out a demon. He'd get eaten alive. He'd be ripped a new one by the devil.
Because he doesn't have the Catholic rite of exorcism.
That is correct, because the mainstream Catholics don't have that. So the devil would rip them a brand new one. And I'll tell you something. In the
What are the specifics in Catholicism?
First of all, in the Catholic rite of exorcism, they have to determine that possession exists, and that begins with traits such as superhuman strength, knowledge of languages outside of a person's training. For instance, if someone who never studied Latin began spouting phrases in that tongue, hidden insights into a person's private life or past sins.
Like in The Exorcist, when the devil is telling...
Well, that wasn't the devil. That was a demon. But it was probably not the devil. It was a legion of demons.
All right, but the little possessed girl is telling the priest, your mother's in hell with us, and...
That is exactly correct. She had no real knowledge. The girl had no knowledge of the death of his mother, but the devil did. Aversion to all things spiritual... bad music, reactions to things like, and it's as crazy as it sounds, but I saw read a report that there was a violent reaction to a Bobby Gentry record, and things like this, which are being...
Okay, so just reactions to all kinds of, this is the devil reacting?
The demonic possession, right. And so all of that, but regular Christians go blindly in, and that is where I think... they get into some real trouble.
All right, Dr. Jim Sadler is with us. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. The author of The Devil Inside, or The Devil Inside is that In Excess record.
Yeah, a lot of people make that mistake. The Devil Next Door.
The Devil Next Door. Forgive me, Doctor. 1-800-449-8686. Give me an example. You said that fundamentalist Christians are not familiar with exorcising demons.
No, they're not. They do not have the Roman Catholic rite of exorcism.
All right. In your book, you cite a couple of examples.
Well, we have a lot of examples of exorcisms that have gone wrong. 2 years ago, a fundamentalist sect in Shaker Heights, Ohio, attempted a six-hour exorcism on a 12-year-old girl. And it turned out she had German measles. And so they embarrassed themselves, you see. And
the child had no demonic possession?
As far as they could determine, no. And they found out later she was coming down with a very mild case of measles.
Why did they mistake that?
I don't know.
Why did they mistake that for possession?
I don't know. I don't know. Very fundamentalist, very, these are people that don't get out much. I don't know. Another case in Santa Rosa, California, a sect of Foursquare Gospel Disciples attempted to exorcise a demon where the subject had a migraine headache. All right, so...
Well, how do you mistake German measles for being possessed by the devil? By a devil, I mean.
I don't know, Phil. But I do know that mainstream fundamentalist Christian, whatever you call it, they're in over their head. And that's why, with all of the bad feeling they have toward Catholics, I think they need to leave a door open a little bit, because if one of your own gets possessed by a devil, the only real practitioner of exorcism among the Christian sects is the Catholic priest. And, you can hate Catholics all you want, but you better love them. You see your kid sticking a tongue out or, feeling up a grandmother or whatever they do, you're going to love having a priest around, that's for sure.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. And
I'm serious. If you see your kid grab a crucifix and she starts using that thing as, something that usually takes a couple of batteries.
I got it already, okay? We need to take a break.
I understand.
Dr. Jim Sadler is with us. His book is called The Devil Next Door, and it is a research epic. It is a research tome on demonic possession. And we're talking with him as we await the release of The Exorcist tomorrow evening nationwide about demonic possession. 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking about demonic possession with Dr. Jim Sadler. He's written a book called The Devil Next Door. And in it, he does some case studies and interpretation of incidences of demonic possession, I guess, around the world. Correct, Dr. Sadler?
Yes, there have been a number of them. But the point, Phil, is very few cases of demonic possession ever really occur. And the only way to effectively deal with it is to bring in a Catholic priest. Priests know what's going on. The rest of these guys, they're going to drive the devil deeper into you. If you bring in some fundamentalist who doesn't know what he's doing, he's not only not going to drive the devil out of you, but the devil will get even deeper into you. So it's going to take weeks to get it out. And that's what we're talking about.
All right, here is Irvine on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I just wanted to speak to what Jim Sadler is saying.
He is completely off base.
Well,
this is Dr. Sadler.
About five more books because exorcism, as he calls it in the Catholic Church,
right.
In other churches that are not Catholic, they call it casting out demons.
Well,
and
it's called the exorcism.
All right, are people listening to each other?
To cast out demons.
Are we listening to each other? We're not listening to each other. Go ahead, Dr. Sadler.
I just want to tell her it's called exorcism. It's not called casting out demons.
All right, ma'am, go ahead.
There is no difference. The Catholic Church has a certain ritual.
All right, I've got to put you on hold again go ahead.
No, she's wrong because even though the Bible says casting out demons, they didn't have the word exorcism then. They only developed that word in the Middle Ages. We now call it that. For instance, we didn't know what being nut, you know, you're goofy, you're out of your brain, split personality, that's what I'm looking for. We didn't have that back then. Now we do. So you didn't really know.
All right, let's see if the lady... No, so did you hear that, ma'am?
In the non-Catholic church...
So she's still not listening to what we're saying, is that it?
What is it?
Are you still not listening to what we're saying?
She's very elderly, Phil. Are your ears... Can you hear me, ma'am?
Yes, yes.
All right. I'm saying to you that Catholics... I mean, they're bad when it comes to casting out demons because they got the whole exorcism thing going on. Can you hear me, dear?
You know, in the Catholic Church, they have...
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. The Catholics are the ones that know how to kick the demons out.
Well, they're not the only ones.
Well,
I mean, it's done every single day.
Where?
It's done all over the world, every single day.
No, but by Catholics, they do it good. The Catholics do it so they don't come back.
Well, many other people have that ability. The ability was given... To everybody, it's these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall
cast out demons.
I've seen the fundamentalists.
They blow it. They blow it, though.
There's no difference in casting out demons.
No.
If you look
How come they made the movie with a Catholic priest in it? The one that goes like
this. Because Catholics are in a lot of movies.
Yeah,
you never see Baptist or Methodist in movies.
You do.
It's always Catholic.
All those Robert Duvall movies, they're always Baptist in that one.
Well, that movie was a late movie.
See, hear this?
Previous to that.
You hear this music?
Yes.
Okay, that was a Catholic that was in that one. He kicked the devil's rear end clean out into
the
street.
Listen, the devil's rear end is being kicked every single day around the world by non-Catholic people.
No, when you got a little girl darting a tongue out of her head and crapping pea green soup, you got to do something heavy. See what I'm saying?
Well, they do everything.
Will you turn it off?
I know a woman in Los Angeles that works with people, and they cough up lizards, and they cough up frogs and whatever.
That's not demonic possession. That's a dietary situation. It's got nothing to do with it.
No,
I'm not wrong.
You're wrong.
What are you talking about, dietary?
Well, I don't see it.
All right, dear. So you think that all kinds of
Well, my book says, and the research that I've done, that if you bring in anybody other than a Catholic priest, you won't be able to get that devil out for weeks.
That's not true. It's done around the world every day. It's a commission that Jesus gave to the church.
And by the way, we're not talking about casting out frogs. We're talking about casting out a demon.
And he said, these signs shall follow them that believe.
Look, all that guy knows how to do is cast out lizards, not demons.
And it's done all around the world.
All right, dear. Thank you for calling.
Did you hear what I said?
I heard you. They're not casting out frogs. They're casting out demons. Richmond on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm a Catholic. Catholic, and I live in Richmond,
Virginia.
Thank
God. Thank goodness I got a Catholic on the phone who finally understands what I'm talking about.
Well, of course, Catholics believe that they have the direct descendancy from Peter and that their priesthood is the...
Catholics believe they got what from a computer? I'm sorry.
They believe they have the priesthood as a direct descendancy from the apostles, particularly
right.
Peter.
Okay, so anyway.
Right. And
go ahead.
I was just going to tell you that recently in a Catholic Virginia, and actually I just got it this weekend, they had an article in there about Pope John Paul attempting to cast out a demon from a 12-year-old Italian girl.
Oh, right. He blew it. He blew it. I remember that.
Right.
Well,
I was just wondering what could you attribute
you
that
gotta,
to?
You got to do a real exorcism. You can't just go down there and put your hands on her, which is what he did. An exorcism is done using the liturgy of the Catholic Church, and the Pope comes down there and puts his hands on her like he's some kind of Superman or something. You can't do that.
Right.
You got to do the whole thing straight through.
Well, apparently...
Well, when you say the whole thing straight through...
Yeah, there's a book that Catholic priests are familiar with, the Ritual of Exorcism, and the Pope going down there and not doing that. Number two, he didn't do the proper steps to determine if she was demonically possessed or not. She could have just been nuts.
Right.
And,
all right, so there's a long process of figuring this out.
That's right. If you go see the movie tomorrow night, it'll be all right.
Turn the music off. I got it already. It's The Exorcist.
If you see the movie tomorrow night, ma'am, mm-hmm. it's a very, very beautiful and clear look at how it's done. First mental exam, then a physical exam. Is she talking backwards? This kid in the movie, she talked backwards.
All right.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the Catholic Church investigates demonic possessions and any other
right.
kind of...
I didn't see Pope John Paul investigating anything. He just walked down there and thought he was going to spread his big gown out and do some very grandiose number. Forget it. It's not going to work.
The girl
you know, you've gone from having a speech impediment to talking like you're from New York.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Can I say one thing?
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you. The Pope was laid a blessing on this young girl. She had been thoroughly investigated and had been exorcised by the head
YMCA.
Of the exorcism branch of the church.
Hold on for a minute, ma'am, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure.
Are you making a joke, Dr. Sadler?
No, I'm sorry.
Well,
she'd been exercised
anyway,
by a YMCA.
So
all right, dear. Thank you very much for your call. Portland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, I take objection with this gentleman's book and his doctrine. First of all, I would suggest that you go back to the New Testament, read it thoroughly.
You sound like that old lady that just called. I'm telling
you,
it may be true that it's in the Bible, but I'm telling you, the only guys that are good at exorcising demons are Catholic priests.
Well,
they're the only ones that do a good job at it.
Well, then Jesus was a liar, okay?
No.
You don't know what you're talking about.
He was talking about priests.
Go back and study the Bible.
What did Jesus say?
The Bible talks about what Christ did with devils and demons, and he gave the same power to genuine believers
today.
He
gave it to the apostles, who were the original priests. And then they became
Catholic priests. Read
your
Bible a little
priests.
More carefully, sir.
How come they only had a priest in the Exorcist movie with that little girl?
Hey, you know
see
what?
See what I'm saying?
You know what? Those are Hollywood producers.
Well,
that
you know what I'm talking
stories.
About. Huh?
Okay, those are Hollywood producers that think up those stories.
You know this, you know this song, right?
Yeah, so...
Okay,
so
that's from the movie The Exorcist. Well, because the priest did it. And they brought in a fundamentalist preacher, and he blew it.
Well, you know what?
Chick was that's possessed just, for like months.
Listen, it's Hollywood's take on a fictional story, okay?
Hey, let me ask you something. You've seen The Exorcist, right?
Of course I have.
All right, I'd like to see Robert Shula pull that one off.
Well,
don't think so.
You know what, sir,
I'd like to see Jerry Falwell pull that off. Yeah, right.
Well,
and the thing went into him and he goes
fiction.
Flying out of a window. Huh?
It was a fictional story.
That's
if
true.
There was truly a...
Hold on. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Really, you should. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Dr. Jim Sadler, who's written the book The Devil Next Door, is with us. His book chronicles demonic possession and incidences of exorcism around the world. And we're talking about that because The Exorcist is going to be released tomorrow night, re-released the film. And it is about demonic possession. Question for you, Dr. Sally. You say that Catholic priests are the only guys that can really effectively exorcise demons.
That is correct.
Now, but you've heard people say that in the Bible, Jesus did it and he gave the power to...
He gave the power to priests. He didn't really give the power to just any guy on the street. He gave the power to priests. And those are the people that he gave it to. You know, you can't just get... Are you trying to tell me that... Jack Van Impey or Jerry Falwell or Jimmy Swagger. You think these guys are driving demons out? The devil would eat those guys up and spit them out, daily. But a priest, those guys, they got it going on. And I've seen them at work. And let me tell you something. They kick some major, major, major rear end. And that
they kick major devil rear end.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely.
All right, here is Tampa on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir, hi.
Yes, and I would like for you to listen. You've had your say. I would like for you to listen.
You know this music?
Keep that music off. You're playing that music.
Yeah, will you turn that music off, please?
I like it. It relaxes me.
No, you don't like it. You're afraid of the truth. That's why you play it.
I like that music.
Because your butt's going to be kicked. You're afraid of the truth. Now, you talking about the priest. Wait a minute.
Are you the devil? You're the devil, aren't you? You're the devil.
It's my time.
Your time.
Now, you were saying you witnessed demons. I've witnessed them come out, too. And
I saw a demon come out a week ago
Tuesday. I've even heard them hit the door after they went out. I've witnessed this.
Are you putting me on?
No, I'm not putting you on.
What do you mean, hit the door?
That when they went out, hit the door, and kept going.
What do you mean, sir? They slammed the door, or they...
No, they was in these people, and they was cast out, and we heard them go out of the door, out of the room.
Right.
Now,
wait a minute. You wrote the book, Dr. Sadler. Why don't you listen to this man? You wrote a book about demonic possession.
What did you mean? Hit the door.
Don't play dumb.
Well, what about in the movie? No, I know what you're saying, but what about in the movie when the demon goes into that priest out of that little girl?
That's a movie.
And he throws himself out of a window.
That's a movie. And now you're bragging on priests so much.
Right.
They got so much power. How come they're some of the biggest scandalous as far as practicing homosexuality? Why can't they get that out of themselves?
Well, what are you saying?
If they're so strong and if they're so powerful, how come they can't do that?
Because they don't want to.
All right, then that means it's a bunch of crap, and they're nothing but the devil themselves.
First of all,
that's all. No,
are you saying that a queer? You're saying a queer can't get the devil out.
God does not deal in anything.
I'm going to turn the music on.
God does not deal in anything.
I'm turning the music on.
You got to be worthy of it.
Ah, that got you.
He do not deal in anything. So you're full of a bunch of crap.
But wait a minute. You know that priests exercise demons, okay? Because they got a booklet that tells them how to do it.
You keep coming out of book. I'm coming out of reality.
No.
Not no book.
Well, sir, you're a... have you witnessed demonic possession, sir?
I've witnessed them come out a few before.
Yes? And did you see a priest or a minister or someone drive it out of the person?
These was not no priests. They was Pentecostal preachers.
Oh, they were preachers.
No, that's baloney. Pentecostal preachers,
baloney.
Nah, they can't do jack squat. I've seen those guys work. They're no good.
Pentecostal preachers are no good.
Nah, they don't have the book.
The book?
You got to have the little exorcism book like Max von Sydow had in the movie.
Well, they don't do it, need a book. Because when they do it, they're being led by the Spirit of Christ.
How do you know that
you're stuck on the book.
How do you know?
Naturally.
Can I ask you a question,
actually,
sir?
Actually seeing this.
How do
I'm
you
not
know?
Talking about fiction.
All right, I understand. But how do you know that the person they were exercising a demon from didn't have the measles or chicken pox or something?
Because I know the measles and chicken pox when I see it. And it's not going to make you talk silly and say you're just another person inside that person, and you can actually witness it.
Okay, how do you know that they weren't drunk?
Because I know they weren't drunk.
Well, how do you know they weren't drunk?
Because there's a difference between being drunk by alcohol and there's another personality in you. It's a difference.
You know, in my
we're in a world of knowledge, not ignorance.
Benny Hinn couldn't even get a
I'm
beer.
I'm not worrying about Benny Hinn.
But
well,
you know that
you
know as well as
before
I do.
You knock him, why don't you go sit on there?
But you know that Benny couldn't get a can of beer out of the refrigerator,
before
let alone a demon
him,
out of a
possessor. Why don't you go sit on there?
Sit under him?
Yeah, go sit in his service before you knock it.
Benny couldn't get his own lunch.
Just talk. Go try it.
He couldn't get a stain out of the rug.
Try it and see.
Bet you this music's bugging.
Who's Benny Hinn? You guys are leaving me in the dust. Who is he?
He's a big-time Pentecostal preacher. He goes around healing, and you're healing thousands and casting out devils, and this man here is just knocking on him because he's
got
fiction.
Yeah, in other words,
Benny is actually doing it live. You can actually witness it.
Benny Hinn's as nutty as two coats of paint.
Why you haven't been to it?
Huh?
Why you haven't been in the service?
Because I've seen Catholic priests do it.
You need to go see him do it.
Why do I need to see an amateur like him when I could go watch a pro like that Cardinal Spellman? Did you see that guy with a big red? Huh?
It's all fiction and made up.
That guy Cardinal Sheen, man, that guy had a robe on. He looked like a fairy walking around out there on TV.
He was in a movie, right?
No, Cardinal Bishop Sheen was a real guy. And he wore this big cape. He looked like Dracula. He was beautiful. And
are you sure you've written a book about demonic possession? You sound like an idiot.
I beg your pardon?
You sound like an idiot. Will you turn that music off? I'm sorry, sir. I don't mean to yell, but I got these.
Boy, get a load of you. You're touchy.
He needs them demons cast out of him.
You got it. Thanks for calling. Benny Hinn couldn't get a beer out of the refrigerator.
Yeah, the guy is a lightweight.
Here's Mechanicsburg on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
You calling Mechanicsburg?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing pretty good. I'm a truck driver. Just listening to your program. I had to run into a payphone because I'm listening, and evidently there seemed to be a great bias on your author there towards any other denomination as opposed to the Roman Catholics.
No, I'm just saying for getting demons out. You can't beat the Catholics for getting the devil out.
Well, okay, then, I'm not saying at all that they haven't been extensive in it, but are you saying that it's only limited to Catholics?
I'm saying the only guys that can get a devil out and keep him out is the Catholic priest, right?
Okay,
and the music. See, this stuff here.
You got to turn that music off.
Well, I was just trying to make a point.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Okay.
All right.
I just want to be sure I understood where you're coming from.
You got it, man. You got it. That's exactly what I'm saying. Because the rest of these guys, like Benny Hinn, he couldn't get his own lunch.
But see, anybody listening to you would talk, but see, evidently there is a bias toward any...
No, I swear to God, I've seen Benny Hinn work. He can't get a devil out.
Okay.
He can't get out of his own house. He can't get out of his own way. Who's your favorite preacher?
My favorite preacher?
Right.
Well, I don't have a particular favorite.
Well, just name a guy.
Okay, A.E. Allen.
Guy's no good. You know why?
Why was that?
Because you don't have no neck. And
I don't even know if you think you... Have you even seen this guy?
No.
He doesn't know who you're talking about.
Okay.
It's just ridiculous. I mean...
Play the music.
Get it off, will you?
Evidently, the author have a bias.
Well, no, I've seen him kick butt.
All right, sir. Thank you for... I appreciate it. Thank you for your call. Santa Rosa on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, is this me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, the thing I don't understand is I'm Jewish. Okay,
oh,
and so
boy.
As a Jew, are you trying to tell me that I have to have a priest or what's going to happen to me?
Wait a second. As a Jew, you shouldn't even believe in demonic possession.
So you're saying that
do
it's
you believe
reality,
in demonic? You're a Jew and you believe in demonic possession?
No, I don't believe.
All right, then what are you worried about?
Well, what I'm worried about is what you're saying that you're...
You ought to just let the Christians look silly about this stuff. You're Jewish. You're above it.
Well, you know what? You're right.
Yeah.
But that being said, theoretically...
Just go see the movie and have a good laugh.
What?
Go see the movie and have a good laugh.
Yeah, but the point I'm trying to make is, if a Jew was possessed, would he need a priest?
Yes.
And can you explain to me how that would work?
Because the priest is the guy. He's the main man. He's the direct descendant of Jesus Christ. Rabbi can't do it. You're out of luck with a rabbi. You might have a shot with Benny Hinn if Benny ever gets,
No. I don't think so.
Rabbi ain't going to get it done for you.
Yeah, or it's going to take, or as you said, it's going to take a couple weeks longer. Is that it?
It's like spilling wine on a newly painted wall. The stain goes in for months. All right?
What are you talking?
It's just you get stained for months, that's all.
Yeah.
So the rule of thumb is no rabbis, no Benny Hinn, only a priest. Rabbi and Benny Hinn are the same.
Well, you really got a problem with Benny Hinn, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm very confused right now.
I don't know what you need from me, but as long as you're Jewish...
What it sounds like to me is you really don't know what you're talking about. You know, I think that what you're doing is you've got some kind of scam, and you're getting on the internet and trying to get people to buy your book as if this is like,
What are you worried about it for?
Have you been on the Art Bell show?
Hey, no, I haven't been on Art's show since he quit.
Okay, Mike Siegel, I'm sorry. Have you been on Mike Siegel's show?
Who?
I'm sorry?
Who?
Mike Siegel.
I don't know, what is he?
Mike took over Coast to Coast AM.
And this sounds like the kind of stuff that goes on there where you link to the web. What, are you linked to Phil's webpage and we can find out all about this?
Look, if you're Jewish, don't worry about it.
What does that mean?
1-800-449-8686. Here's Everett on a Phil Hendry show. Hello.
Hello?
Everett, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to say that he's talking about being apostles being priests and stuff.
Right, those are the first priests.
First of all, the apostles were everyday Joes. They weren't anything special.
Everyday
they were
Jews?
Normal people.
Everyday Jews.
Everyday Joes. They were nobody important. They were just...
What country are you from? Do you have an accent?
No.
What are you talking about?
Well, he says Jew like Joe.
He's not from any. He's from America.
Well, I don't understand Everyday Joe. Is he Canadian?
Okay.
Everyday
like
Joe.
Person.
Oh, I'm sorry. Everyday Joe. All right.
Normal person.
Have you ever seen Benny Hinn?
No.
Forget it.
I care less about Benny Hinn.
If you ever get...
I'm talking to you.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm saying...
Who's your favorite preacher?
Who is my favorite
preacher?
Don't
tell him, kid, because the minute he tells you who your favorite preacher is, he's just going to tell you the guy's no good at casting out demons.
Exactly.
Bull
the
crap.
Guy has no
I
idea
swear to God, I won't.
About.
I swear to God that I won't.
I have no idea what he's talking
I
about.
Yes, I do, sir. I wrote a book. I swear to God. Who's your favorite preacher?
You wrote a book. Anybody can write a book.
Please, just tell me who your favorite preacher is. Let's just say he said Robert Shuler.
Okay, let's say he said Robert Shuler.
He sucks. He's no good.
Yeah, great. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. I've never seen Benny Hinn, so my engineer, Craig Taylor, is totally down with Benny Hinn. This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. He says Benny slaps people across the face, then they fall down and they shake on the floor. Yeah? Uh-huh. And what? You know, awesome. Yo, it's awesome to watch him beat people up. It don't mean he's casting out a demon. If I slapped somebody in a kisser and they fell on the floor, they'd probably still be shaking, too. What's that supposed to mean? The reason why you watch that is you're sadistic. You just like to see all those old people hit the deck. What time's he on? I got to see it. Benny Hinn? I say this with all due respect, but is he one of our Asian-American friends? What's up with that? Can somebody tell me? There is this interesting, or has been intermittently, an interesting wave of Asian or Asian-American fundamentalist-style motivational preachers. Like, remember that little Vietnamese guy that had a yacht with 15 million women on it? Do you remember that guy? He had an infomercial. He was like from Burma or something, came out with all of his possessions inside of a Taco Bell bag. He swims all the way across the Pacific, washes up somewhere in Orange County, gets a TV show within 3 weeks. He's got like 20 chicks on a $10 million yacht. Took the guy 14 days to do all of that. Don? Wait a minute, man. What do you mean, Dave Delgado? What? The guy comes from Dave Delgado? I'm talking about a guy who looks like he comes from Thailand. And he had a show that wasn't religious, but it was motivational. And the guy would come on, you can live like me. I got it going on, man. Look at these babes, man. You'd be hard-pressed to find a better-looking woman like this. And this cat had like some, he had a, I mean, I'm telling you, like a $10 million yacht. With all the latest in depth finding and radar and sonar and all that crap. And he come on, he was about 5'3". He had on the white slacks, kind of an Armani number, and all these really good-looking women. He goes, yeah, you look like me. All you got to do is buy a book. And I'm like, have at it, brother. You deserve it. If I crawled out of the killing fields, man, I'd be motivated too, you know? If I'm walking across ditches full of human skulls, and then I grab all of my belongings, I throw them into a satchel, I ship hike all the way to America, and I wash up on the shores of Tustin someplace, and, you know, I'm sweeping the floors out of Channel 57 one day, and the guy says, you, boy, get on, do a TV show, and 3 days later, you can be me, I got all these chicks! That guy has lived the American dream like no white man before him. That's just impossible. You don't remember that guy, huh? Mike says he remembers him, and he keeps throwing names up on the screen like Dave Delgado. I can guarantee you the guy's name was not Dave or Don. I can guarantee you that, man. Start out with something like Nugan or anything with an N and a Y slammed together. Melissa thought it was Don Delgado. God, my stomach is suddenly very upset. You think I'm demonically possessed? I better call Benny. So anyway, tomorrow night, The Exorcist is opening in Los Angeles and in select theaters across the country. I remember when I lived in cities like Orlando and when I lived in, even when I lived in Miami and places that were not on A-list town when it came to movie releases. It used to bug me because it'd say, now in limited release, and here are the cities that it's in, and it was never a city I lived in. Well, now I'm going to go out and I'm going to watch this thing. I want to take the family out to see it. No, it sounds really good. There was an article in the LA Times today about some of the restored footage of The Exorcist having to do with a friendship that develops between the cop, played by Lee J. Cobb, and the surviving priest, who was a real priest. The guy at the very end of the movie, did you see The Exorcist? The guy at the very end of the movie and Linda Blair kisses him, that's a real priest, I think. His name's Reverend Bill or something. So there's that stuff, and then they have this spider-walking scene. Now, if you read the book, which I did do, there's a scene where the possessed little girl, Reagan, she's now fully possessed by the devil, she arches her back all the way over and starts walking down the stairs like a spider and is licking at the feet of the nanny who doesn't see her behind her. And, just reading that gave me the creeps. And apparently they tried to put it in the movie, but I guess Friedkin didn't dig the way it looked. So now, with some digital work and some otherwise fancy-schmancy stuff that you can do in the movies, he put it back in the movie, and apparently it's Creepsville. Really scary. But you said you saw that, Melissa, and her head wasn't twisted around? If I'd put that back in the movie, I'd twist the head around, do a little bit more head twisting, and make it look better instead of the fake body that the... And plus that pea soup stuff, I don't know, it's just going to be fantastic. You see, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, an entire generation of Americans were looking forward to the re-release of Star Wars because this was a great thing. For me, it's Exorcist, okay? And what's doubly cool about it is my kids, who think they're just so solid and down with everything, and I'm like old-fashioned, they're scared to death to watch that movie. I said, hey, and it's digitally enhanced audio, and they got some new scenes. I ain't going near it. I didn't sleep for 2 months. Yeah! Tell me all about your new movies, huh? Tell me all about I Know What You Did Last Summer. Go ahead, lay Scream 3 on me again, man. Go see this one. No, we don't want to. Yeah. I think what I'm going to do is I'll take the kids to the movie. No, I won't take them to the movie. I'll say, you sure you don't want to go see it? No, we don't want to go see it. You sure? Yeah, okay. Well, you guys got to sleep, all right? I'm just going to play the stereo. Okay, and then I'll go downstairs. I'll pop a beer. I'll put this on. Full blast. And watch him run screaming from the house. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Can we get some passes to give away to that? Do we have any kind of a promotional effort around here? Can I get some free tickets to The Exorcist just for myself? Forget about giving it to the listeners. Can I get some? Do we have any mechanism in place where I can go see a free movie every 3 years? No? All right. It's the Phil Hendry Show.